Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens. I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today we have almost 5,000 participants across the world, but if this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. An accusation commonly levelled at even the best business marketers is they're not so good at marketing inside the business where they work. And that accusation seems to be vindicated when you take into account the few marketers who've managed to get themselves a seat in the boardroom. Here to talk about the internal marketing of marketing is the founder and MD of Sharper B2B Marketing, Russ Powell. Russ, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much, Dave. Lovely to be back.
It's great to have you back. So, first of all, can you remind us of why the internal marketing of marketing is important? Why shouldn't we be only focused on external marketing?
Before we do that, I will say I think someone will need to actually count the number of times we say marketing in this conversation. If we're talking about marketing, the marketing, we're going to be saying marketing quite a lot. I think the marketing is really important, so that people, and when I say people, I mean non-marketers, can actually understand what marketing does as a discipline and as a function, and how it adds value to the business, not just in terms of output and in terms of doing stuff, but in terms of the strategic and commercial value that marketing adds. Because I think I've seen it when I was client side, and I see it when now I'm agency side as well, is that so much of marketers' time, especially on the client side, is spent explaining, or even worse, justifying what they're doing, like why you're doing that, what you're spending the money on, what's happening, what's going on, yada yada yada. And it's because very few non-marketers, and actually maybe even some current marketers, don't really understand marketing, or if they do, they've only sort of seen a bit of it. So they think that marketing is comms, or marketing is events, or marketing is a database or something like that. And if we as marketers aren't able to explain to them what marketing is as a discipline, as a function, then they're never really going to understand it. Mm. So there is that internal audience for marketing activity that gets forgotten about. And sure, they're not customers. They're not going to have any impact on the performance of a campaign or the performance of activity. But if you're delivering great work, you want a light to be shone on that, and for people to know that marketing is doing what it's meant to, and they know that what it's meant to do isn't just bits of stuff, essentially.
Okay. And then I kind of started my intro by kind of saying we're bad at it. Was I being a bit black hat?
I don't think so. I think that we are as bad at it as everyone would say we are, because I think if you go to any conference, to any panel discussion, if you listen to any podcast series, there will always be a session on marketing alignment. And whether that's
case in point, exhibit episode 187.
but it's always marketing alignment, whether that's alignment with sales or with another area of the business. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I haven't seen any other function that talks about alignment as much as marketing does. Like, does finance need to be aligned with the business? Does HR, does sales, does procurement? And no, not really, because everyone understands what those departments are, what purpose they serve, what they do. And for me, I think that alignment is much more about understanding. It's not is marketing aligned with the business? It's is marketing understood by the business? And it's kind of that, it's the old phrase of about the cobbler's children not having shoes, isn't it? It's that as marketers, you get so bogged down in delivering the marketing that you need to out to the wider world, out to your target audiences, that you neglect that internal audience.
Yeah.
And isn't it like you could be out there like absolutely smashing it, like destroying every single KPI and ROI target put in front of you, like producing content that clients are fighting each other with a pointy stick to get at. But if no one internally sees that or hears that or knows about that, you still might just get seen as the colouring in department.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So it is as bad as I postulated. And we need to talk in a minute about kind of techniques, but I'd first of all like to talk to you about levels, you know. So it can't have escaped anyone's notice that marketers have got quite a lot to do. So what's the, within the grand scheme of all of the million and one things that we've got to do, how much internal marketing of marketing should we be doing? You know, what's the right level of attention that we should be giving to this action when we've got so much else going on?
And I think it's not to be glib, but to kind of answer your question with a question, is like what's the right level of attention that ensures marketing is seen as a value add function rather than just a cost center?
Yeah.
And I mean, we see this all the time in when redundancies have to be made in businesses, it's often marketing are first on the chopping block because they're seen as a cost center, because the business doesn't understand the value that marketing could or should be adding to that business. And it's I guess in a way it's about self-preservation. It's like if you're out there doing a good job and knowing that you're doing a good job and you're delivering what you should, you need to tell people, you need to shout about it, you need to be giving people every opportunity to understand what marketing does and making marketing almost unignorable internally.
Okay, so you've quite rightly got me back to the place of thinking, okay, well, it's as much as it needs to be in order for me to survive and thrive in the environment I'm in. So, okay, what should I do about it? What are the techniques for marketing that you recommend?
So I think one of the easiest things to do is to over communicate. So if you're doing well, tell people you're doing well and tell them lots and lots of times so they remember that you're doing well. Yeah. But when you're talking about marketing in the business, you need to do that in a way that the business can understand.
Right.
I think this kind of comes back as well to marketers. Sometimes we like to talk in our own little language, in our own codes and acronyms and jargon that we as marketers get really excited about because we understand what they mean. But when you then start talking to someone else in the business, you start to get some strange looks and like, what on earth are you talking about, mate? Like, come on. So I think you need to look at boiling down those messages of how well marketing is doing to some core things that the business will understand, and the business understands numbers, the business understands revenue, understands pipeline, it understands deals, but it also understands that they have buyers, that they have a buying audience. So if you can say that okay, what marketing is doing is putting these numbers on or near the bottom line, and doing that by engaging the right kind of people, the business can understand that. They know what that means. It's like, okay, we're talking to people and we're getting them to buy stuff. That's it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I think as well, so I'd say over communicate and do it in a way that the business can understand. And also I would flip around how you tell the story of marketing as well, because as marketers, we're storytellers. We love to talk about stories and take people on a journey and all of that kind of stuff. But when you tell a story, you have a beginning, a middle, and an end. When you're telling the story of marketing internally, you start at the end and work your way back to the beginning, because the end is the results and the end is what people care about. So, and I think if you start that way around, you then, if you go beginning to end, people will ask why all the way along. But if you go end to beginning, people will ask how, which is a much more powerful question. So if you start at the beginning and someone goes like, what's marketing doing? It's like, oh, we're revamping the website. We're doing some research and we're building some more content. Why are you doing that? It's like, well, so we can better understand our clients, so we can run some campaigns and so we can engage the audience. Like, well, why are you doing that? Was like, so to deliver pipeline and to start conversations with the right kinds of people. And you get there eventually, but you take people the long way around.
It's more of a murder mystery story.
Exactly.
Someone sort of, you know what the result is, someone's dead, but you've got to find out who did it and
yeah. How. Whereas if someone says to you, what's marketing doing? And it's been like, oh, we've put X million of pipeline on or near the bottom line, and we've got meetings with our sales guys for 25 of our top contacts. People will be like, wow, how did you do that? And it's like, well, we did it by this, and you then flip it around. You lead with the results, and you then get given the opportunity to then educate people on how you got there, rather than boring them to death with it, to slow walk them to the end of it.
Okay, so I mean, you've given us a couple of kind of conceptual ways of doing this, but can you perhaps cite some good practical real life examples of how people have marketed marketing?
Yeah, I think one thing to just go back to as well in terms of techniques is that awards can actually work really well for helping with the internal marketing. So I remember when I was at Atos and we won Marketing Team of the Year at the B2B Marketing Awards. That was big news, and that made everyone sort of sit up and pay attention as well to what we were doing. So often it can be the thing that if you tell people something, they don't really listen. But if someone external can come in and go, look, these guys are doing really well, that helps give it that extra bit of credence and bit of authority. But so going back to the question you asked me before, so who's doing it well? So I know there's a really good example company I know called Tactually. So they have very tight alignment. We'll go back to the word alignment between their marketing and their sales functions. So when marketing are building, even coming up with ideas for campaigns, for concepts, for whatever they should be, sales are involved right at that early stage.
Right.
Because it can often be that marketing go off and come up with ideas, have some weird, amazing, brilliant ideas, and then they go, right, we're going to build this into a campaign. We'll write some emails, we'll do some content, we'll do all this kind of stuff. And then a few days before it's launched, they go, hey, sales, we're going to be doing this next week. And sales are like, what? I'm off, I'm in meetings, I've got an event to go to, I'm doing all this other kind of stuff. But with these guys, they've got sales and marketing aligned right at the start.
Right.
And I think the good thing with that is sales and the rest of the business then have buy-in to that campaign right from the very off. So they then feel part of it. So they then understand what's going on much more, and that then helps when sort of campaigns go live and they're in execution phase, that the joined upness of marketing execution and sales follow up, they're completely knitted together. They both know what's going on. They both know who's doing what, when it's happening, why it's happening, and they're both working. They're both pointing in the same direction to achieve the same goals. So, those guys, I think, have done a really good job of bringing together marketing with to the rest of the business.
Okay, cool. Well, look, it's been good talking to you about the marketing of marketing. If people want to find out more about sharper B2B marketing? What on earth should they do? Why don't you market yourselves on this podcast a bit?
I will take every opportunity to market the marketing for sharper B2B marketing. Very, very quickly, succinctly, we provide our clients the fresh ideas and firepower that deliver marketing ROI. Everything you could ever want to ever know about us, you can find at sharperb2b.com.
Brilliant. Russ Pell, thanks very much for joining us today.
Cheers, Dave.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Russ Powell. And thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. Thanks too to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.